Hachette Audio presents Jefferson, Architect of American Liberty. Written by John B. Bowles. Read by Michael Johnson. For Parker, Bailey, Sonia, and Nicholas. Grandchildren furnish me great resources of happiness. Thomas Jefferson to Charles Thompson, December 25th, 1808. Introduction. Thomas Jefferson puzzles us. By birth, education, and demeanor an aristocrat, he was the most thoroughgoing Democrat of the founding fathers. As learned and bookish a man as any other of his era, he himself only wrote one book, accidentally, and merely attempted, half-heartedly, to write an autobiography. The most widely traveled and cosmopolitan of the founders, he never journeyed south of his home state of Virginia, or farther than 50 miles west of Monticello. A hesitant, ineffective orator, he was a sensational conversationalist, known around the globe for penning the words, "All men are created equal." He was a lifelong slaveholder. Critical of the very existence of mulattoes, he nevertheless had a long-term intimate relationship with a mixed-race slave woman, Sally Hemings, and fathered 5 children by her. Labeled a deist and sometimes charged with atheism, he came to believe himself a Christian, though of a special sort. Ridiculed as dreamy and philosophical to a fault,